Imagine living in a world where you're constantly performing, wearing masks that hide your true self, following scripts written by others, and feeling that something is fundamentally off about your life. This disconnect is what Mike Bayer addresses in Best Self, offering a revolutionary approach to authenticity that has transformed countless lives. We are all born with a unique combination of experiences, thoughts, feelings, and spirit that belongs only to us. Yet, as we grow, external pressures from society, family, and our own limiting beliefs pull us away from our authentic core. What makes this approach powerful is the development of an internal compass, a clearly defined inner voice that guides you when life gets unpredictable. This isn't about finding a quick fix, it's about creating a sustainable relationship with yourself that allows you to navigate life's complexities with confidence and clarity. Think of it as developing your own personal GPS system that always knows which direction leads to your best life, even when the roads get foggy. One transformative exercise involves creating two distinct characters within yourself, your best self and anti-self. Consider the superstar musician who struggled after his band dissolved. Depressed and directionless, his negative character, Minus, controlled 80% of his life. By developing his best self character, Ralph, visualized as a squirrel, he created an internal ally who helped silence limiting beliefs and reconnect with authentic creativity, ultimately producing award-winning music. To discover your own best self, identify your authentic positive traits, a challenge because humans naturally gravitate towards self-criticism. After identifying these traits, create a visual representation of your best self as a character with specific attributes. Give this character a motto, define its behaviors in different situations, and identify its superpower. This process solidifies your vision of your authentic identity in a way abstract concepts cannot. Have you ever shifted from calm driving to sudden road rage? This reveals how quickly we can move from our best self to our anti-self in triggering situations. Your anti-self is the shadow side that emerges during stress. Acknowledging its existence gives you power over it. Take Suzanne, whose pleasant demeanor instantly transformed to rage when cut off in traffic. Though she believed venting provided relief, her outbursts actually left her physically stressed with a racing heart. By naming her anti-self characters, Regina for rage and Nell for insecurity, Suzanne learned to recognize their triggers before losing control. Since perfection is unrealistic, our goal isn't eliminating the anti-self, but reducing its influence. After identifying your negative traits, give shape to your anti-self through imagination and exaggeration. This helps you laugh at yourself while creating memorable imagery that signals when your anti-self appears. What begins as deliberate choices to override your anti-self eventually becomes automatic as your best self grows stronger. To prepare mentally for authentic change, approach everything with curiosity, honesty, openness, willingness, and focus. Curiosity illuminates dark corners of your mind, revealing they're less frightening than imagined. As Walt Disney said, curiosity keeps leading us down new paths. Honesty is imperative, since our goal is alignment with your best self. Lying to yourself about anything only creates roadblocks. Openness means becoming teachable, embracing Socrates' wisdom. The only true wisdom is knowing you know nothing. Willingness moves you beyond thought into action, going to whatever lengths necessary to better yourself. When I got sober 16 years ago, I followed all suggestions from mentors and therapists, staying in action rather than mere contemplation. The final tool is focus. Staying on track despite distractions. As Warren Buffett noted, games are won by players who focus on the playing field. Everyone focuses differently. Find your optimal environment through experimentation. These five tools form the foundation for lasting change, creating a mental framework that supports your journey toward authenticity. Fear often holds us back without our realizing it. your brain can be trained to fear unnecessarily, creating false limitations. Test if your fear is rational by asking, is it factually true? Does it serve your best interests? Does it help you progress toward healthy goals? For rational fears, create a prevention plan. For irrational ones, recognize them as lies. The opposite of fear is faith. Believing in your capabilities and trusting outcomes removes power from fears. Ego creates another major barrier to your best self. When we snap at others, lash out, exaggerate our abilities, or tell white lies, that's ego talking, not our authentic selves. Perhaps most dangerous is the victim mentality, blaming external forces instead of taking responsibility. While circumstances beyond our control occur, we remain 100% responsible for our reactions. Thoughts like, I'm not smart enough, or I need to prove myself, are ego-based noise rooted in fear. The antidote is self-affirmation, essential truths about ourselves that push fear aside. Your best self-characteristics serve as ready-made affirmations that can transform your inner dialogue. The SPHERES assessment examines what's working and what isn't across 7 life areas: social life, personal life, health, education, relationships, employment, and spiritual development. This ensures no aspect of your authentic self gets neglected. In your social sphere, meaningful connection is fundamental to well-being. Research shows even brief social interactions provide cognitive boosts, exercising your mind like physical activity strengthens your body. Your digital presence matters too. Are you projecting your best self online or falling into anti-self patterns? Your personal sphere centers on self-compassion and growth. The messages you tell yourself change your brain's structure through neuroplasticity. Positive self-talk leads to lower stress, better immune function, and greater resilience. Self-care isn't occasional indulgence, but daily practices that nurture your well-being. Your health sphere creates the physical foundation for everything else. Every meal is a choice between fueling your best self or anti-self. The approach to exercise is straightforward. The best kind of exercise is the kind you'll do. Find enjoyable activities that make you sweat and do them consistently. Time is our most precious resource, yet we often fill our calendars mechanically without purpose. Dreams get pushed aside with vague promises of someday. But when exactly is that someday? Life is short, and your role in this world is bigger than you think. To transform your life, transform how you spend your time, creating space for what matters and eliminating what doesn't serve your authentic self. Replace "I need to work on that" with specific timelines and actions. The best self model isn't about reaching a destination, it's about continuous evolution. Your authentic self isn't something to create, it already exists within you, waiting to be uncovered. By recognizing the difference between your best self and anti-self, applying the 5 transformation tools, and balancing all life spheres, you build an unshakable foundation for living with purpose. The journey to authenticity isn't always easy, but it's infinitely rewarding. No more some days, only today.